Hello, Michael Goger. We are on the air. This is Kathy Cook, and we're bridging wisdom tonight. Michael Goger will be doing opening the lines for readings. Y'all have a special treat. Michael doesn't usually do that here on this station. Hey, Michael.
How you doing, Tazzy?
I'm doing well. I'm excited.
I can feel it.
I know. I can't. You know I love to hear you read. I'm going to sit back and just listen up and tune into this.
Hum.
Well, tell me what's been going on with you.
I got to cook and do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so tell me what's been going on. Tell the world what's been going on in Michael Goger's world.
Well, Michael Goger's world is very busy. We just got done doing a very large fundraiser for the Athens Volunteer Fire Department in upstate New York. That was a lot of fun. That went on from 7 to midnight, and then we had a nor'easter going on.
What's that?
A storm, snowstorm.
Okay,
nor'easter.
Did they come pick you up in the fire truck?
No, they brought me home, though, in a blazer.
Well, a blazer in the fire truck, that's, you know. How many, Michael, you get me so laughing and feeling good. BBS makes me feel good. This is my family, my home, you know.
It is. I like the dressing
room. I tell you what, it's got good energy right here, doesn't it?
I like the dressing rooms. They have my favorite herbal tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you, there's some wonderful people here, and
I like the feng shui too.
Yeah, I do too. It was good to hear from Doug Newsom tonight.
I'm sorry. You think we'd know better after 15?
I know we're excited because Doug answered today. God.
Should we hand the stick to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, we can do it. Just finish telling, what was your favorite read? Not favorite, but interesting. Oh,
most interesting was, I don't think I can put a name on it. It was so,
New York.
Well, I'm a intuitive consultant. I specialize in long distance readings, train for it. For 40 years, done it for 40 years. And so the public appearances are new and a big thing. My area, upstate New York, Albany, Albany down to Kingston, is opening up to it. And I'm working with Lois T. Martin in the local community college, doing a college course with her. And we're doing fundraising for artists and light workers, fire department, law enforcement, rescue squad, and we just did our first fundraiser for the fire department, Athens, New York. It was a fantastic success. But I do have a restaurant, a rather popular large restaurant, coming up this Saturday, Point Lookout Inn, Route 23, East Windham, New York. If you're a local listener, please pre-register with Lori at 518-734-3381. That's this Saturday, November 5th, 5 p.m. It's a psychic dinner. You get a reading with your dinner, so pre-register with Lori. Also, what do I got coming up? I want to say that I am helping the Catskill volunteer fighters with a local fundraiser. Kim Dahlin is having a Zoomathon, November 12th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Catskill Fire Company, 1 Central Avenue, Catskill, and you can pre-register and get ticket info from Kim at 518-965-7791. And I hope to be doing fundraisers for the Catskill firefighters, too, and any other light workers that may be interested. You Tell Me shows, or I got a show every day this week coming up, You Tell Me. I don't want to kill too much time on minor details, but they are very interesting shows. On Wednesday the 2nd is me and Lori Rocco, another fantastic psychic, doing reading, not doing readings, teaching ageless wisdom.
Wonderful. I love it.
I love it too. I love interviews. I love radio.
Well, you got some callers you want, so just to let you know.
Okay. And then, my mouth will knock it off Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be an interview with filmmaker Zinat Noor Jahan. And that's going to be an interesting one.
I can't wait to hear that one.
And last but not least, the 4th Friday at noon, Numbers Speak, Lois T. Martin and yours truly.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, listen, without further ado.
Yeah.
How do we get the callers?
I just bring them on in. You ready? We've got online, too. We've got Ellen. Elaine. I'm sorry, Elaine.
Elaine.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Hi,
how are
Elaine.
You? Hey, Michael.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What part of the world are you from?
I'm from your part of the world. I talked to you not too long ago. You told me about this. That's why I thought I'd give a listen and give a call in.
I did?
I live
Don't
on the mountaintop.
Elaine, isn't he great?
Wow. Ain't I always working? Plugging.
Yes, you are.
He's good at it.
That's the salesman in me. That's why I said if I get in your living room, you're going to buy a vacuum.
You too much. What kind of vacuum?
Yeah, what kind?
I like Kirby's. Because it reminds me of Fred Kirby.
Hoover or a Eureka?
Ooh.
I like those.
I'll take a Hoover.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well, Elaine, welcome to the show. And I did just got done talking. Elaine has a very interesting topic to plug, Tassie. And I'm going to do an interview with her. And it's not formatted yet. It's not formatted yet, but I'd like her to get it out there because to me it's very interesting and good for the community. Elaine, why don't you put your up-and-coming venture out there?
Well, basically, I discovered swing dancing about almost 4 years ago, East Coast, West Coast, Balboa. There's all kinds of swing dancing. And where I live in Greene County, there doesn't seem to be anybody that regularly teaches it or has events. There are outlying areas. So that's what I'm really trying to get started up here. We had an event a couple weeks ago in Tannersville at the Villa Vasil. It was an all-weekend dance and workshop event. And I'm applying for a Greene County Council on the Arts, a decentralization grant. And that'll allow people to, at a reduced rate, if it goes through, to, you know, have some lessons and then have a swing dance. So it's a really kind of a cool thing to kind of bring the community together and teach people something new. And anybody that's looking for, you know, a venture to kind of lighten life up, because sometimes it needs to be lightened up. So I'm just trying to, you know, get that going and get it out and get people coming together in the community in this way.
Beautiful.
Great.
Swing dance, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My cousin, she wins all these things in North Carolina doing that. It is a beautiful dance to watch.
Oh, it's so much fun, too, and it's very inspirational when you see, especially when the young kids get caught early, they catch the bug.
Oh, yeah?
It's something to see, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, and I hope that you prosper plenty with that.
Very good.
Thank you.
And I will, and Elaine will put together a infomercial, and we'll be putting out more info on it as it develops. Elaine, what's the best thing anyone can do right now? Is there an email or a phone number or something?
Well, I'm on Facebook. There's Mountaintop Swing Dance on Facebook. If you search for that, you'll find. Or my name, Elaine Warfield, Warfield. Or you can go to www.dancingonthemountain.com.
I love it.
I like to post a lot of different events so people know what's coming up. And
I dance everywhere.
I go to Albany. I go to Poughkeepsie. Sometimes Saratoga. I'm going to visit my son in D.C., and there's places down there I dance.
Great.
So, I would love. Do you have any YouTubes?
A lot of people doing it.
Do you have any YouTubes that we could watch?
There is, but I don't know the URL right now.
Okay. But, well, I'll catch up with you later and find out.
Yeah, and I can post that on the website, too.
Okay.
On the dancingonthemountain.com.
Right.
I love the name. That is just exquisite.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and...
Thank you.
Well, I'm drawn to the mountain, so I always... My middle maiden name is Hill, so I'm always dancing on the hill.
Now, Tassie, you know how to swing dance?
Honey, I don't know. I tell you what, Michael can do some dancing.
What about back in the day? What is swing dance?
It's weird. Oh, gosh. It's like the jitterbug.
Well, you know, to the big bands, the big band music. Some people call it jive.
Oh, okay. Jitterbug?
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing.
Jitterbug, yeah. That's one of the things that falls under swing dance.
Wow.
Lindy hop.
There you go. Doo-wop?
It's got a long history. Like, it started, like, in the 20s, say, with the Charleston.
Cool.
And then it progressed from there.
It's real upbeat.
You know, in one night... I was connected to two dance instructors. The lady doing the fundraiser for Catskill Firefighters is doing Zoomathon. That's like Zumba dance.
Right, Zumba, yeah.
And I'm going to be promoting her and hoping she takes advantage of my offer on an infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets everybody up and moving, and it's good for you.
It does, and it goes out everywhere.
That's
so it's a good thing to post on web pages and stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
So what do you see for this lady?
I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Well, you're so sweet. It was nice to meet you.
Well, let me give you a little bit of insight that I'm hearing. Don't take everything away.
Okay.
He's in his jet right now.
Yeah, I want to. One thing, Elaine, is being a peacemaker at this time for some reason. I don't know if there's family or loved ones that may be going through some issues. And the role I would want to play is a peacemaker, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe close to home, close to the heart.
Okay.
And if it don't make sense, it could be something in your emotional, mental sphere.
Anniversary. That's how I am. Yeah.
A memory anniversary. Good news is there's a lot of new job, new adventure, new income with you. Very strong.
Oh, very good.
Some activity with that probably within 8 to 10 days. An expansion, approval, or a partnership, or outright new employment, or a promotion, a raise. I just, you know, I do feel good with it.
That sounds very good.
Let me see. What else here? Pay attention to your dreams. Keep a pencil handy and a piece of paper. Some info is coming in. And affairs of the heart, I feel like they're going to improve. They may be a little rough right now or sad or...
They've been rough for a long time.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll be honest with you. That's what you called for?
Yes, it is.
Your window is April.
It's good. You can't get nothing by that man.
April and May.
Okay.
April and May, I'm feeling, is your window for affairs of the heart. Until then, I would be guarded and have fun, but be guarded.
Okay.
So, and with that, I'll leave you alone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm. Nice meeting
you. I love you. God bless.
Thank you, Elaine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nice lady.
Michael, puppy's right up under me. Can't get her to move.
Puppy, whoppy. Go, T.T. Go, T.T.
She listens to everything you say. She's a mess. She'll be 14 this month on the 12th.
And she has a crush on me.
She does, man.
Yes. Dogs love me.
So I'm going to do a little kind of like an interview on you until we get some more callers. How's that? Who does that sound like? How's that?
That sounds like me, don't it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I know.
We're starting to...
we'll be all right.
So what were you going to do to me?
Do you think we should tell the active listening audience that is just tuning in about us a little bit?
Well, we're trying to stop drinking. We're admitting into the world.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, if I drank, I would, that's something that I just can't talk about, man. I can't even stand the smell of it. But I don't mind other people drinking.
I don't think I could drink a beer. Maybe a little wine.
You might have to with my brother John now. He pops them open just one or two, you know, right before dinner.
If it's the right day and
you don't have to, but
and it's long neck, ice cold bottles of Bud.
Yeah, so you can look like a cowboy.
Yeah, I can go six rounds with you, and then I'm done.
Woo!
But
that we've been together a long time. You visited me several times in Charlotte, North Carolina, and
yeah,
and we have a thing for each other.
Do we?
I don't know. You tell me.
I was wondering what that thing was.
You tell me. That's the name of your show. Hey, give out your new website.
Yes, I am honored and proud to announce that I woke up the other day to a beautiful, gorgeous website. And well on its way to...
Looking good.
Look beyond, above and beyond looking good. Tassie created it for me and basically runs it for me. So
do I thought I gave you that back today.
Right? I got all I can do to...
That's all right. I'll handle it for you.
Well, we're going to do it together.
It's one of those web pages. I'm going to plug them because it's a good one. You think?
Yes. Put the...
Vistaprints.com. And they have, like, all your business cards, your flyers, hats, things that go on the side of the car. You name calendar, you name it. They've got ink pens. Michael got a little carry case for his cards that's made out of silver with his name engraved on it. And then they give you the offer to have a web page, but then you can pay a little extra and get as much as you want out of it. But it's not one that you have to put codes in. You just pick and choose.
Right.
If you want to put a picture, you just upload it. It's amazing. It's great. So right. This is my first chance to try at a web page.
Right. And we're going to use everything that you see will be either Tassie or my creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be from the heart and unique. And we're going
to share with the world.
And to share with the world.
Yeah. And you'll be able to keep up with what Michael's doing with his,
fundraisers,
and also a guest book and questions. Any questions you have for Michael, if you'd like to get an intuitive consultation with him, and tells us all his history.
That's right.
You got several affirmations from back in the day that I found in an email.
I got hundreds I can mail you. We'll give them in.
Well, what got you interested in this line of work?
Wow. I knew you were.
First, you got to give out that webpage. It's www.michaelgogerproductions.com.
There you go. And everybody.
Now, how did you get interested in this group of, you know, psychic and metaphysical and Holy Spirit led? Because that's unique. A lot of people, you know, I'm Holy Spirit led, and, you know, but I highly respect every kind of religion and different denominations out there, and, you know, right. Spiritual teachings that there are, and there's so many good books out there, you know, but go ahead.
Well, I guess it goes back to my childhood, and it was somewhat of a rough. Now that I look back on it,
were you looked at differently?
Yeah, okay. I always felt very overweight, and when I look at the pictures now, I'm like, what the hell were you thinking? I was one of the best looking kids in school.
You've got the most gorgeous eyes.
Thank you.
Didn't Don Newsome, Doug's brother, make you a banner one time with your eyes?
Yeah.
He's good. He's good graphics.
Those, if anybody ever runs across it, those are actually my eyes.
Well, I've got a
lot of history behind it.
First off, you know, my daughter even said something to my mother about your eyes. They're the lightest, like sky blue. Well, anyway, when you were here a couple of times, I want to ask you this, and then we'll get back to that. I'm ADD. Your third eye. You keep wanting to see that third eye because you want me to draw one, and then, you know, give the active listening audience what a third eye does.
Well, the third eye is basically a nickname for your sixth chakra.
Uh-huh.
And it's located basically between your eyes, right there in your forehead.
Keep talking, puppy's got to go.
Oh, I knew it.
You told her to. I told you not to do that.
Good girl.
Why don't you run down the chakras and how you utilize them in a reading?
Interesting. That's a deep subject. That's a whole other show. Okay. Well, I can touch on it anyway. They're all, whoever's listening or will listen, probably has knowledge of it anyway. The seven major chakras of our energy body. And it starts at the top of the head, the crown chakra. And then you go to third eye, between your eyes, and then your throat, then your heart, and then your solar plexus, and then right around your reproductive organs, and then around your tailbone, between your legs. So that's your seven major chakras, and they all have their own color and their own
vibration.
Own vibration, own color, own, oh, God, what would you call
Why
it?
Why is it important to have the chakras balanced?
Dimension. So energy, they're basically energy portals. Energy goes in and out of them.
So if, say, I've got something laying on my heart or I'm contemplating something, then that maybe needs to stay more focused on imbalance or...
Exactly. You may have heartburn, rapid heartbeat, maybe just that heavy feel, a chested, hearted feeling.
I had it today. I know. My daughter is going to have some major surgery, and it's just kicking my butt. So.
Well.
And then I'm facing that big surgery, and so my heart was hurting a little bit, and I was anxious.
Well, you know I love you and Ashley, and you know how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like to let the listeners know that even with pain and suffering, sometimes they are our biggest blessings. That's where most of our healings come from, and our lessons, and our knowledge, and our advancement. sad to say, sorry to say, it comes out of suffering, pain, drama, trauma, whatever you want to call it.
Michael, you're going to have to keep announcing because we never take calls on this on air here on VBS Prison Wisdom. And so we are going to keep announcing that the lines are open. Michael is doing readings.
Yeah.
If anybody, don't miss out because he's amazing.
Unless you just want to say how do or hi.
Yeah. I want to get the Doug. I don't know why.
Well, who, you know, anybody that wants a reading.
He's an awesome music man.
I love the music at BBS Radio. I love
it. Yes, it's on the 24/7 here, doesn't it?
And the programming. I'm sorry for stepping on you, baby.
That's all right. I just keep it on all the time, and you've gotten a good taste of it, and it gets addictive.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I love sleeping with it. I'm falling asleep with it.
Yeah.
And the programming is no matter what show it is, it's educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something you
want to... everybody go to the main page, www.bbsradio.com. You can scroll down before you get to the menus. On the main page, there's no menu. But on Station 1 or any of them, even on the side, you'll see the picture of Don, one of the owners, and the archives, and a little bit of write-up about BBS. So it'll give you, you know, an opening to... That's where I would start. Because that way you can then go to the different Station 1, 2, and, you know, click on the name of the person and pull up. And they also have an offering that you can be an advocate. Is that what it's called? Where you can sign up and put their banner on your webpage and get paid.
An affiliate.
My advocate. I don't know where that word came from. But that's a really neat thing that for people to do. And they have a couple of slots open as well that you just click over on the side about becoming a host or contact a host or whatever. So if you even want to be a guest on the show, on somebody's show.
Absolutely. It's a good way of making some money. I've done it before. It does work. If you got a large internet network or a large business, or even if you're online all the time, it's a great way of making some easy money.
Musician, that's what Doug does. New and upcoming musicians, there's a place to get to be your music to get to be heard on BBS Radio.
Yeah.
They've got a news trader that tells about the news and what, you know. It's a lot of fun up there. I don't get to do it as often as I used to, read it as often as I used to, but and then you can skim through it. It's like a big old newspaper of different links and places that what's going on. If you hadn't heard it first on the mainstream, as they say, then you heard it first on BBS Radio.
You better believe it.
Well, Michael.
I believe it's the best internet radio station.
No, you can't beat it. And it's expanded. They've got a lot of things going on. But if you could, I'm pinpointing you down, buddy. We're in boxing match, and you're pinned down, and I'm going to ask you questions.
Really?
We're in a relationship, but I don't see you as that person of your field, because you keep your work at work, you know, and when we're together, we're together. And that's a pretty, I think of you like a doctor.
Huh.
You know, taking the appointments and such, and I think of it as a doctor's, you know, like, or even a therapist. You know, even though that, it's just because you have to run it like that, like a dentist office or something. You know, making the appointments, keeping them up. Your calendar, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, this calendar is chock full. I don't know how you do it.
It is. I am very busy, but I'm good at what I do, and I love what I do.
Yes, you are, and yes, you do. You know what you forgot to mention? The college.
I will be still doing a course with Lois T. Martin at the Columbia Green Community College in upstate New York in Columbia County. And I'm looking forward to doing more and more and more of it. Actually, I'm looking forward to any opportunities for fundraising and house parties, businesses that are looking for psychics that would like to do readings in their establishment or for their cause. So if you're interested, call me, 518-249-3995.
And once again, I mean, I think that this commercial, you are profound with the commercials that you, blogtalkradio.com/Michael Goger.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, I'm as an outsider just listening in, because like I said, I don't see you as anything but work when you're working. And, you know, when we're together, we're together. But listen, if you have any type of product, you have any type of event coming up, if you have any type of, you know, prayer requests or just a place that you just want to sit and chit chat, Michael's, he's with Jackie's Angels is my favorite that you do so far.
I love Jackie's Angels.
I've watched the way that y'all produced it. It's blossomed into this beautiful, amazing.
I
just want to give a plug in for Jackie's Angels.
Absolutely. I do it every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. And she's a registered nurse going to college, and she started a medical transportation business where she will send nurses' aides to your home, to your business, take you on vacation, pick you up at the airport. 4-hour minimum includes domestic duties. And they have an aide that does go out of state or out of the country, and more than happy to help you with any type of needs. You don't have to be ill. You may choose to just be in the hands of compassionate caregivers that give you full attention. And Jackie's Angels, anywhere in Florida and anywhere in the world, probably. So listen to the show and get the contact info. You can't go wrong. That's the way I would go.
Guess who's on the line?
Who?
Janine.
Who's
Janine's online too. I don't know, but I love her energy. I can feel it coming through. Janine, hey. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Glad to hear it.
What, Michael? I don't know Janine. So I just love her energy when she came pulling in here.
I do.
Yeah, you know me. I'm on your Facebook.
Oh, that Janine. I don't get to
that
talk to
one,
you.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, from Wichita. Michael knows me.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Gosh, how have you been?
Doing all right, I guess. Some days are better than others, just like anything else.
Yeah. Michael's doing readings tonight. What, do you have anything special that you'd like to ask him, or you want him to just jump in there?
Just jump in.
Okay.
Just jump in. Humala, humala, humala.
That's it. She's a sweet, blessing soul.
What he usually does, isn't it?
Sweet, gentle soul that this woman is.
I'm feeling she's from Wichita, Kansas. And
you better know me.
I love you, Janine. How
well,
you doing?
Thank you. I love you guys too.
She said she has better days than others.
She's a long time. Long
she's an old time.
Yeah, old time.
What was your Yahoo chat name, Janine?
Pardon?
What was your Yahoo chat name?
Jake Kansas.
Jay Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I was Bright Lights Pathfinders.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. We've been back 10 years or so.
That energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that energy. Here comes that energy block.
I would have, yeah. And I was, boy, you used to spook me. I could feel you coming through.
I used to know I had it.
Well, it wasn't negative, but it was powerful, and I felt it coming through the like modem.
Like Janine just did. She's got that energy. She's got a lot of contemplations, and she's got a lot of decisions to make, Michael. So let's see what you got to say for her.
Oh, in other words, get to moving.
Get to moving, boy. I want to see.
I'm flat busted broke.
Yeah, God, man.
I got through all my money.
Wow. Well, let's see here. I don't feel it's going to be like that for long. I really don't. Did you just go through a move or just got done moving?
In July, I did.
In July, right?
I did.
Okay.
I moved July 16th.
Okay.
Then, I think I've talked to you since then, haven't I?
Did the move cost you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. You're going to recover from this. It's just going to take a while. I mean, it's already been, what, July, August, September, October, November, going on 5 months. Hang on. I'm hearing them. I'm hearing between December and April, you are going to have a noticeable recovery and a surge of good luck. And,
well, that's good.
I'm feeling it coming from, believe it or not, a male energy. It might be an ex. It may be somebody coming to you or from your past. So... is there any activity from an ex or anybody from the past stirring up?
No.
All right. Well, if it happens, you know, I'm just a telephone. If it happens, I feel it's a good thing, beneficial financially. I don't know if it's support or I don't know. Services rendered, back pay, I don't know what this is, but or even assistance just for the hell of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Romance is always tricky with you, Janine. But I do feel that I would stay pretty the whole month of November.
So you're telling me I have to wear makeup and stuff like that?
Yeah, to put some.
Is she like me?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like to do that thing. I don't like the makeup stuff.
I know. I had to put makeup on.
I did, and then sit there and watch me learn how to do it.
I said, "Put your makeup on." Yeah.
I was like, "What kind of makeup? I don't even have any."
I wear makeup about 3 times a week, usually.
I don't wear about 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Once Michael's here, then he makes me. He doesn't make me, but it makes him happy.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I suggest it, you know.
You know, that goes to show you, Janine, that men really like makeup women. It's not that it changes them so much, per se, in the looks, but Michael likes it because it is part of what a woman does.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
And it brings the cheekbones and eyes out. And, not to mention the tight jeans and what they bring out.
Yeah, I know.
I went to my grandson's birthday party on the 22nd, and I wore makeup that day, and my ex-husband was there.
Oh.
And he wouldn't. I would say something to him, and he'd turn around and look at me, And then as I started talking, he would look past me. He couldn't keep eye contact with me.
Mm-hmm.
He looked past
me. He was looking to see if anybody was coming your way. He might want you back.
And here we are talking about him. And talking about makeup.
Is there any opening in your heart for him?
Pardon?
Is there any opening in your heart for him?
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm over him.
Yeah, Michael must be your reader.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But I tell myself to just let it go, to block him. Not Michael, but my ex-husband.
How many years were you married to him?
23 and a half.
I was married 22 to my best friend.
We were together 25, but married
so
23 and a half.
There's something, isn't it?
It feels like a connection to me, because if he looked at you and then passed you, then a body language thing, that's looking behind you to past you to see if anybody's coming your way, so you can, and then he would connect back to eye contact to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wouldn't reconnect with me.
Yeah.
It was like he couldn't look at me. He didn't want to acknowledge me or something.
Hell, he acknowledged you all right.
And I asked him a couple of questions about our son, because my ex-husband is guardian for my son, because he is our son's handicapped, multiply handicapped. And, you know, he gave me very short answers. I said, has he had any more ear infections? And my husband said, not lately. And I said, has he had any more seizures? And the ex-husband said, not lately. You know, it's like, okay, don't hurt yourself, you know, or anything by answering these questions.
Well, where do you want to go with this, Janine? It's very comic. It's never going to end between the
two. How long have y'all been split up, if you don't mind me asking? I'm sorry, Michael. I need that before you go into telling me that, because I'm setting a scene in my head.
We've been divorced, I think it's 11 years, I believe.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow.
10 years, anyway. It was mm-hmm. March of 2001.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, at least you're good friends, you know, or you'll be making a good friendship, I see. Like, if y'all are playing a game, that's what Michael said, isn't it?
Well, they're really...
He won't be civil to me. He just won't. He just, you know, he just...
Well,
like,
that's about
like,
the...
erases me. What?
I was going to say, that's about to change, and that's why I was staying... I said to stay pretty the month of November, because I just feel, but then again, he's married.
Oh, he is. Stop it.
Yes.
Okay.
He married the woman that he was cheating on me with.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
Well, what I'm feeling is this could be somebody new, too. It may not necessarily... be your ex, but I do feel that it is your ex on one level or another, even if it's just to help you and mm-hmm. to be kinder and more compassionate, and at the same time a relationship or a friendship with somebody else is developing too, because I feel like you're about to come up on your window, put it that way, your window for intimacy, relationships, friendships, reconnections, healings and relationships, and possible romance. So stay pretty whenever you go out, you know, and keep your eyes open for somebody winking at you and...
Now Janine going, Michael said I had to stay pretty. Michael said I had to stay pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... and what's nice about it goes right on until...
It makes you feel good.
goes right on until September of the new year. So this is a nice long window.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't believe you'll get out of the new year without being in a relationship. Put it that way. But I'm really leaning towards November to April.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, Janine, it was so good to hear your voice. And thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. I'll talk to you again.
I hope so. Take care.
Thank you, Janine.
Bye-bye.
And Janine, call me to set up something.
She's already off the air.
She's off the air.
I love her energy. She's so sweet and fun feeling.
She's a good girlfriend.
She'd be a good hangout girlfriend.
Absolutely. That's true of a lot of our friends.
Mm-hmm. We had 5,000 at one time when we worked together back in the day. We had a group of 5,000, or you did.
Yeah, right.
And then I brought my couple thousand, and we had a big group.
Which brings me to a good subject. There's 5,000 now on my Facebook, and this is like 80 waiting to be approved. So there is a fan page I think you can connect to.
Yeah, Michael, they made the fan page is different. Mine's a public profile page.
All I know is there, and people are doing things with it. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what to do with it or what you can do with it.
Well, I can look into that with you.
All right. But just saying, if you're waiting to be approved, that's the reason. I'm way over 5,000 and with a lot.
Michael and I keep ourselves away from the public with our privacy. But we decided, since we work together, to keep ourselves connected on Facebook. And it took me 3 weeks to get on his page.
Angelina.
It took 3 weeks. We thought something was wrong. And that's when you saw you had 80-something. You had to go through and find me.
Now, I am a very private person, ain't I?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, it's good because it could... We're open some degree with what's going on in our lives, but we pulled back so much with that.
Yeah. I found separating entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you can entertain me good, but there's entertainment in entertaining.
And what I do, I'm on a mission. You know, I got a lot of things going on, and
I like to share more of what's gone on my path of life of healings and, you know, or what I've learned. And that's basically, you know, teaching or, you know, not teaching, but when I hear myself speak it out, I learn from it.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to do, you know, I want to just touch base on soul retrieval a minute, because I know my mom was very confused of what that was. And soul retrieval to me is where my soul was split when I came to this earth. But what happened was I went inside myself with another person and healed different aspects of my life. It took 11 years because when I became working with other people, you know, I learned to let them answer themselves. And I just am like a god there. But if I had not have touched base on certain places in my life, and you know, one of my friends or whoever was, or, you know, somebody that came to me was, you know, ready for split soul retrieval, you know, because they call it deep root and it takes a long time. Then it was like, I was telling my mom, I said, it's like that I could really get hurt again with reliving that all over again, seeing that in the person. But what I like to do is talk to them in a guidance of deep breathings and meditation type slowing down. And then, like, we're floating it and ask them descriptive adjectives because they're doing their soul retrieval. I can't retrieve it for them and bring it to them. They've got to do it themselves. That's what I was telling Mom, and she then understood because she thought it was like, what are you doing? You know how Mom is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
She brought that up the other day. I just wanted to throw that out there. What do you see in soul retrieval? Or you know, joining your... Because, you know, when we come down here to live, don't you think? You know, we lose a part of ourselves there. Not counting the life that we grow up through. You know, like the hurts and defeat, you know, things that have happened in our life. And it's very sensitive. And if I was telling a person what to do, or if I told them what I saw, then that's not them. Then they'd have to, they wouldn't learn it as well to bring it back to themselves and own it. But then when you come out of the meditation, it doesn't hurt. It's a very nice, gentle feel. Michael, you got a TV on?
No. It may be my, I'm fussing around and holding that diamond.
Oh. But how do you see soul retrieval or shamanic work?
I feel that it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of spiritual and science.
Okay.
And psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Also very much needed and should be explored and taught in schools.
I do too.
With
I started with human services at CP, and it got me, you know, more. I was already touching base with it in the 80s. In the 80s, because I didn't go back to school till my kids went to school. But it, because you got to dig deep and get some stuff out of there. And if somebody does it for me, then that's their suggestion, is what I learned. And I would have to relive that over and over and over again. But once I was guided with this new person, that is amazing. He's got books out on you know, different topics of, not shamanism, but or split souls. But shamanism is not a religion, and it's not, you know, it's just a way of healing. It's a wound, you call the wounded healer at the end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You wind up being a healer, teacher, psychologist, counselor, advisor, a leader sometimes.
But do you feel that they should find their own and you just be like a guide? Like say, what, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? And then that animal would represent the people around them. And then that would bring up issues of, or things about certain people in their lives that did certain things. And, you know, I just say, well, why do you see that? One person I was talking with took 38 seconds, and he was amazing what he found out about his, you know, his past. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even know it was there.
Yes.
But you get relaxed enough with your breathing from the abdomen and just really breathe. And you don't really need another person there at first. I mean, I kept the journal and a tape recorder beside me. But I love seeing people out there doing this today.
Yeah.
It touches my heart to see other workers really working in this field.
And that's what motivates me to give away 30-minute infomercials on whoever's in the field.
That's amazingly right.
I want to share it and put the spotlight on it and get it out there.
Yeah, we need more soul retrieval therapists out there today, or you know, counselors and not therapists, but you know, that have gone through it themselves, that can gently guide and nudge someone to heal. And it's not so. It's amazing what that person becomes after they've walked through it with them. Because each person, I don't do it much anymore because I'm more into my arts now. Not really arts, but the photography area. But right. I do like to create with some chalk and stuff. Right. But I'm telling you, it helps me to draw and create better, too.
Right.
It opens up to cleanliness, like taking a bath.
Yes, it helps me.
I'll have hot water tomorrow.
Well,
I'm sitting at 52 degrees.
Well, I want to say to everybody that everything has a message right down to a fly landing on your nose.
Yeah.
And this is what you, if you want to walk the path and even experience it somewhat, that is what you look for, the message and everything.
Right. And we've got a message. It is 5 till the hour, and it's time for Reaching Wisdom to say goodbye.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a great hour, Michael. I really appreciate you being a part of Bridging Wisdom.
I love it here. I love it.
Full energy ball. I'm going to put out non-judgment and safety, peace, love, harmony, and happiness of this universe.
Beautiful.
And let everybody keep, you know, to look at themselves and then be able to share it with others.
Beautiful, baby.
What would you put out there?
I would put out that you become what you dwell on, and energy follows thought.
Wow.
So dwell on peace.
Way to go. As above, so below.
God bless. You are a gorgeous, gracious host. I love the dressing room.
Thank you. I thank John and Doug and Seth for that. They gave me a nice little dressing room here. Telepathically, what energy was.
And
we're going to go, and it has been a pleasure, everybody. This is Kathy Cook and
Michael Goker.
And we are off the air.